Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you are having a fantastic day. I am talking to you live from Austin, Texas, and you're listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, the Curtis Harwell Fitness Show, with almost 6 million listeners now, or listens. And again, I'm your host, Curtis Harwell. Hopefully today I will, as I try to do every show, discuss topics to help you and your family to a better and healthier lifestyle. And I want to thank all of you listeners out there who made us the most listened to fitness show on the internet. And absolutely without you, we would not have the show to share with you. You can participate in the show today by contacting me, if you'd like, on Facebook at Curtis Harwell. You can get me at Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show page or Curtis Harwell Fit. You can also get me on Twitter at Curtis Harwell BB for Bodybuilder. You can also reach me online if you'd like to call into the show at 347-850-8748. We are sponsored today by Titan Fitnesswear, and Wellman Image Photography. Titan Fitnesswear's website is www.titanfitnesswear.com. They have just great workout gear, t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies. There's a whole lot of new shirts that have come out recently, so there's lots of stuff on the site. Outstanding prices, start at $15.99, fast shipping, great graphics. Take a look and purchase your new gear from Titan Fitnesswear today. And all of the everything is in size. All the sizes are in stock, and all of the different colors are also in stock today. So, again, take a look and purchase your new gear from Titan Fitnesswear today. Wellman Images website is www.wellman, W-E-L-L-M-A-N, image, I-M-A-G-E.com. Wellman Image Photography is local here in Austin, Texas. They do family pictures, senior pictures, pet sports, weddings, portfolios, and a whole lot more. So give them a look at their website at www.wellmanimage.com, or you can call them today at 512-922-5400. Going to have another terrific show today. And, you know, a lot of the times I get shows from my clients, or I get shows, you know, just from people that recognize me and see me around in the gyms or in the store, something like that. And they will give me suggestions for shows or things that they'd like to know about. And so today we're going to talk about what are the top proteins for a great healthy lifestyle. So we're going to look at that. This is a terrific show, I think. You know, it really does help to understand that protein is a macronutrient. What we call protein, in fact, is just a family of amino acid molecules. So that's why we eat protein, is to get the amino acid molecules that we need to rebuild our muscles. Okay? Now, when grouped together in various combinations of these amino acids, we get proteins. Now, there's no protein molecule out there that's hanging out there in that hamburger, okay? Instead, the animal tissue is made up of many different amino acid building blocks. Now, protein is just a catch-all term that we use for these amino acids. Now, this is why vegetarians actually won't keel over as people once feared, because of these combinations of proteins. Now, however, that doesn't validate the popular myth that plant protein is equivalent or even superior to animal protein, because that's just not the case, okay? Plant protein and animal proteins is not equivalent, and there are several reasons for that. Now, number one, animal protein is more complete. It contains more essential amino acids. Now, the amino acids we can't synthesize in our bodies and thus require our diets for optimal health than plant protein. So just to go over that a little bit, animal proteins are more complete and contains what are called the essential amino acids. Proteins do not contain these essential amino acids, and your body cannot make these amino acids themselves, the essential amino acids. Second, contrary to popular belief, dietary animal protein is consistently associated with greater bone and mineral density and fewer bone fractures, just a fact. Now, while dietary plant protein is associated with lower bone and mineral density. Now, animal protein may increase the calcium excretion, but it does increase calcium absorption in the body to a greater degree, resulting in a net positive effect on bone health. So animal protein does have a positive effect on calcium and your bones. Okay, really does. Now, third, plant proteins often come with plant toxins, while animal proteins, you know, is generally harmless. That's probably why plant protein consumption has been linked to increased disease risk, and animal protein consumption has little to no effect. Now, we do have the problem with saturated fat and animal protein and heart disease, so I don't want to miss that. Now, the plant proteins often are toxins themselves, as with the case of wheat gluten. So if you're a gluten intolerant, that's something that you have to look at. Four, it takes more calories. Listen to this. It is very important. It takes more calories to get adequate amounts of protein on a vegetarian or vegan diet. Now, living on beans and tofu or combinations of protein so you get all of the amino acids that you need on a vegetarian diet increases the amount of carbohydrates in the diet and significantly can increase carbohydrates. And this is absolutely unnecessary. It's really unnecessary. Okay. Now, I'm going to list here my 10 ideal sources of protein, and they're popular but inferior counterparts. So I'm going to give you a yay and nay, or a winner and a loser here, okay? Now, my number one winner is grass-fed beef, okay? Now, the average cow is raised on cheap grain that will kill it after about 6 months. Now, they're conveniently slaughtered before this happens, but not always, and hardly something I want to put in my body. Now, grass-fed organic beef won't make the vegetarians happy, but this is a beef rich in beneficial fatty acids that are missing from the factory-raised cattle. It's cleaner, healthier, and more flavorful and richer in nutrients. And grass-fed beef is typically raised in humane conditions. Now, if you eat beef and you can get your hands on it, grass-fed is a must, okay? It is an absolute must. it's getting quite easy to find grass-fed beef these days, but you can order online from many outlets as well, okay? Now, so number two, pastured chicken, okay? And the loser here actually on the chicken side would be regular frozen chicken. There is no comparison. Did you know chicken has flavor? It really does. So this frozen stuff that you eat all the time really has little to no flavor in it. It really doesn't, except for whatever you add to it. Yeah, it's kind of bizarre, I know. But chicken raised properly on pasture and allowed to eat bugs and grasses, not shoved by the cluckload into, you know, all of the, into dirty factories, is rich in EFAs and is one of the best sources of protein available. Also, if you cover a whole one in salt, pepper, and garlic, stuff it full of herbs, rub it down with grass-fed butter or olive oil, and place it in a preheated oven, you got one of the greatest dinners in the history of the world. You really do. It tastes absolutely fantastic. Number three for me, the winner is wild salmon. The loser, farmed salmon. Fish is healthy, isn't it? Don't even bother, you know, patting yourself on the back for eating salmon if it's from a farm. Farm salmon is produced in a way that the seaside equivalent of a chicken factory. As a result, the fish are sick and infected. They're fed cheap feed that really does not yield the desirable omega-3s that you're looking to get from salmon. And so they are not rich in omega-3s like wild salmon. They're miserable and full of inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids, which aren't good for you. Stick with the wild only if you can. Now, most restaurants use farm salmon, so you have to get a little aggressive about this. You really do. Now, notice that there is a trend here with my emphasis on good fats and protein foods. Okay? Source makes a huge difference in the quality of protein you get. Now, meat is or was a very valuable food because it's so dense in nutrients or nutritious fat and proteins. Now, it is an efficient, rich source of energy. Now, helpfully, our modern factories have eliminated the nutritional value and left us with the weak, flabby, carcinogenic, or the cancerous disease patties and drumsticks. Now, and that's not good for you. Now, number four for me is tuna. Excellent source of protein. The loser, fish sticks and popcorn shrimp. I don't really think I need to go any further there. Okay, it's just, you know, you want to get great tuna, but you don't want to eat tuna that are fish sticks and the popcorn shrimp that you get at places like Red Lobster and Popeyes and all these other places. So I don't really think I need to elaborate on that anymore. Now, number five, pasteurized eggs. The loser is egg substitute and or regular eggs. Now, if eggs were meant to be, you know, eaten as mechanically separated, low-fat, chemically altered whites in a carton, the chickens would have done it by themselves by now. Now, and we're not talking about egg whites here, okay? Egg whites are absolutely fantastic, but we're talking about the whole pasteurized eggs. And, you know, so when you go in a store and you get these cartons of eggs that are supposed to be egg substitutes, they have the god-awfulest taste that you can have. I absolutely hate it. But an egg is a chick in the making, so you have to remember that. That's what an egg is. An egg, it's rich in antioxidants, good fats, vitamins, and for the calories, a lot of protein. Now, doubly, so if your eggs come from pasteurized hens. Now, things like egg beaters, as I was just talking about, are the result of food manufacturers exploiting fears based on grossly inaccurate health information. There's nothing healthy about such unnatural products, okay? So eat an egg. Eggs are healthy for you, good fats, rich in antioxidants, rich in vitamins, and again, for the amount of calories, you get a lot of protein, okay? Number six for me, the winner would be Greek yogurt, and the loser is low-fat sugar-sweetened yogurt. I went through this the other day going to the grocery store, and we were looking at yogurt, and they had some yogurt that was on sale about a dollar off a small container, and it had fruit in it. So I looked at it had my wife look at the package and tell me how much sugar was in it. And it was nearly 40% sugar. So it's not good for you to have all of that sugar. So stay away from the low-fat, sugar-sweetened yogurt. And there's no comparison between that and Greek yogurt. The Greek stuff is richer, has a little bit more fat in it, and good fat, more nutritious, lower in sugar. And again, when choosing an animal protein source, choose one that also provides valuable fats to maximize nutrition. Remember, you have to have some fats in your diet because, remember, your hormonal system, and you have systems in the body that just won't operate without some fats. So fats, and especially for men and testosterone in their body, they have to have some fats. Don't go for the conventional animal products that are high in chemicals, hormones, you know, bad fats and sugars. Now, yogurt isn't a staple of my diet, but if I eat it, it's certainly not a plastic cup of sugar-infused strawberry dessert, okay? So it doesn't taste like ice cream, okay? Number seven for me, the winner is shellfish. Shellfish is absolutely fantastic source for protein. But the loser here is deep fried and breaded clams and oysters. Stay away from those. You know, when anthropologists search, you know, ancient human coastal settlements, they invariably find piles and piles of discarded shells. You know, this is because our ancestors weren't gathering shellfish to make jewelry. They weren't hoarding pearls. They were gathering them because of the shellfish, including clams, oysters, things like mussel, snails. These are great sources of animal protein that also happen to be full of iron, zinc, selenium, iodine, omega-3s, and other marine nutrients that we need to thrive. Now, and since farmed shellfish are raised just like wild shellfish in the ocean, feeding off microscopic life forms without any junk food input for humans. Now, farmed shellfish are just as good as wild, but limit or avoid shellfish farmed in China. Now, however, as the waters there run a little more polluted than other waters around the world, so that's why the shellfish from China you try to avoid or stay away from. My number eight winner here is whey protein isolate, okay? My loser here is whey protein concentrate. And I know, I just got done saying how important it is to eat whole food proteins that come with other nutrients. So what the heck is whey protein isolate? Well, whey protein isolate is a processed protein powder that's anything but real food. And doing on this list, ultimately, and the bottom line is I'm about results. I'm about food with proven health benefits as shown through science. And the body of literature out there supports that whey protein isolate, it is a worthy source of protein and is impossible to ignore. Now, number one, among patients with fatty liver, whey protein isolate supplementation, it really does improve liver blood work and reduce fatty deposition. Okay, deposits of fatty of fat. Now, a combination of whey protein isolate and resistance training boost the glutathione levels, HDL, and total antioxidant capacity in young men. In both young and older men, whey isolate after resistance training increases muscle protein synthesis, but the older guys need more protein to get the same effect. And this is partly due to digestive effects as you get older. So I recommend, too, as people get older, especially once you hit 50 and in your 60s, that you take into probiotics with enzymes, and this will help with your digestive process. A lot of people will say, well, when they wake up in the morning, they still feel like they're full from the evening meal that they had. Well, with the probiotics and the digestive enzymes, this will help break down the food. And a lot of the people that I get to do this will come back and tell me that they actually feel hungry in the morning and they've never felt that way before. And part of that is because of the probiotics and the digestive enzymes will help break down the food in your stomach, especially protein, so you have better protein synthesis. Now, since whey protein isolate is higher in protein, and that's the stuff that's giving you all the health benefits, then whey protein concentrate, eat the former if you can get it. So try to stay away from the whey protein concentrate and stay with the whey protein isolate. My number nine, which is a lot of people don't like, is liver, and liver from grass-fed pastured animals. My loser here is tofu. Though it's known primarily as nature's multivitamin because it contains ample amounts of vitamin A, which is important for bone health and testosterone production, copper, which is important for heart health, choline, important for liver health, folate, important for brain and fetal health, and the B vitamins, which are important for almost everything, people tend to forget that liver is a rich source of protein, too. It might look weird to compare it to tofu, but since nothing else really compares to liver, and tofu is really easy and really fun to pick on, I went with the soy-based meat alternative, okay? So I am just not into tofu. Especially men, stay away from tofu because of the estrogen effect on the tofu, so stay away from it. My number 10, you know, what's your favorite protein source, okay? Give me a shout. What protein do you favor? What have I left out? Cow's milk, again, let me talk about cow's milk a little bit. Cow's milk is for baby cows. That's what a lot of people say. You'll notice I left off of this list cheese and milk are out of the list. I do love cheese and I love Gouda. I wanted to make this list as all-inclusive as possible, and potentially allergenic dairy proteins are not suitable for everyone, okay? So raw dairy is healthy and enjoyable for many people who can tolerate it, but generally I think quality meat works better for more people than quality milk. Now, having said that, I will tell you almost every morning I will have a pint of egg whites and 8 ounces of milk mixed together for my morning breakfast. I love it. It's high quality protein. I do the low fat or no fat milk, which really anymore doesn't have much of a taste, and that's what I have for breakfast. So milk is a great source for protein, but you know, again, some people are allergic, and there can be things in there that are potentially allergic for people. Now, cheese, the fermentation of which denatures some of the problematic components while increasing the beneficial nutrients that it has, is generally better tolerated than milk, especially aged cheeses like Gouda. Now, cream and butter are fine in cooking or coffee, but because I don't fear any saturated fat, but I am concerned about folks who substitute, you know, nutritious meats with highly processed cheese and or highly processed meat. So a lot of people would do that. So you want to stay away from the processed meat. Stay natural. and then again, you know, follow the guidelines of whether it's grass-fed, pasteurized, or pastured animals, those kinds of things, does make a difference in the protein that you eat. Now, if you are happen to be a vegetarian, just keep in mind, you have to do some work to make sure that you get enough protein with the correct and the essential amino acids in the food that you eat. Because if you don't, when you eat protein, if you don't have all of the amino acids that you need during the digestive process, you just really don't use that protein, because you have to have all of the amino acids to make it a complete protein. So you need to work to make sure that you get that. One of the nutrients that a lot of vegetarians will lack will be vitamin B12, because essentially that's coming from beef, and so you're lacking. So I always highly recommend folks, people that are doing or that are vegetarians, to take a good multivitamin and mineral tablet to make sure that they are getting the nutrients that they need from the food that they're consuming, because they're not on a meat-based diet. I know a lot of people and friends that have been vegetarians, but vegetarians for a short while. I only know a handful of people that have been vegetarians for the long term, but I will, you know, honestly, most of my friends that have been vegetarians only do it for a while, because their health and things start diminishing somewhat on the vegetarian diet. Give it a shot, give it a try. I'm not a believer, but give it a shot, give it a try, see what it does for you. Long term, I don't think that it's the diet lifestyle that you need to be on, but give it a shot, see what you think. I hope that the show really helped you out today, understanding protein a little bit. The show is on simulcast on YouTube, so you can go and you can watch me on YouTube after this show if you like, and redo the show, re-listen to the show. I appreciate everyone listening to the show today. Hopefully you got your taxes out. I think the tax day extension goes out until Monday the 18th, so get your taxes done. If you haven't, I'm one of those. I got to do taxes on Sunday to get them out on Monday. Everyone, you have a fantastic week, and come back and listen to us next week. We'll have another great show for you. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic weekend. God bless.